بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blasphemous belief of the Yahud and Nasara in asserting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offspring, Allah has a son or a child. And this is in line with the belief of the mushrikeen, where they would assert that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has offspring, but they would claim that Allah has daughters, al-malaikatu banatullah, that the angels are the daughters of Allah. So this was the view of the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. The Jews and Christians, on the other hand, they would assert that Allah has a son. So Allah says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. The Yahud, the Jews claim that Uzair alayhi salam, who was a prophet of Allah, is actually the son of Allah. This particular belief, as we know, mainstream Judaism, do not claim that Allah has any children. They believe that Allah is above having any offspring, any children. But during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was perhaps a fringe group or one sect of the Yahud who had this belief, that Uzair alayhi salam was in actual fact the son of Allah. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى. The Christians said, الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ اللَّهِ. The Messiah, meaning Isa alayhi salam, is the son of Allah. So regarding these statements, Allah says, ذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. That this is nothing but a verbal utterance, a verbal statement. In other words, it has no basis, no backing. There is no proof for what they are saying. يُضَاهِئُونَ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. They are merely mimicking and imitating the statement of the disbelievers before them. This is why they are making these claims. They are following those who came before them. But there is no basis, no proof, no dalil to say that Allah really has offspring or has a son. So regarding this statement of theirs, قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهِ. May Allah destroy them. أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. How deluded are they? Then Allah mentions another blasphemous belief or practice of theirs. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. Allah says that they took their rabbis, their scholars, and likewise the Christians took المسيح ابن مريم, Isa the son of Maryam عليهم السلام. They took them as deities, as objects of worship instead of Allah. What is meant by this? That they took their scholars, their rabbis, their monks as deities. Not that they worshipped them, but what is meant is they elevated them to such a level that they began believing and following whatever these scholars would tell them, whether it was in line with the teachings of Allah, whether it was in line with the divine scripture given to them or not. But they took their religious figures as proper authorities, and whatever they would say, they would then follow them. And here we see the beauty of Islam, is that while Islam teaches us that we should respect people of knowledge, religious figures, ulama-i kiram, etc. But this is as long as they rule in accordance to Quran and Sunnah. The moment they deviate from this, they distort the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they are not authorized to create a new sharia, to change laws, to change legislation, to change what is permissible and impermissible. Whereas the Jews and Christians, they gave their scholars this authority. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا. Allah says that they were not commanded except that they should worship one deity. لا إله إلا هو. There is no deity, no being worthy of worship besides him. سُبْحَانَهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. And Allah is far exalted above what they ascribe to him. Then Allah says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. These Ahle Kitab, they want to extinguish the nur of Allah. How? بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. With their mouths. In other words, through their utterances, their statements, they are trying to extinguish the light of Islam. وَيَأْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ. But Allah will not have anything but that His nur must become complete and perfect. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even if the disbelievers dislike this, they detest that the light of Allah spreads, that Islam spreads and becomes dominant, but Allah will not have anything besides this. Allah will ensure that the nur of Islam, of deen, will permeate and spread through the entire world. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى. He is the one who sent his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with guidance, ودين الحق, and with the deen of truth. Islam is the deen of haqq, the deen of truth. Why did Allah send him? لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. In order to make Islam dominant over every other way of life, over every other religion. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Even if the mushrikun dislike this. Here, Alama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah, in his tafsir has mentioned that with regard to the dominance of Islam, the spread of Islam, this takes place in three stages. So he says the first stage of the dominance or the superiority of Islam over every other way of life, the first stage is that rationally and logically, when it comes to the proofs and arguments for the truthfulness of Islam, Islam dominates over every other religion. Other religions have certain points wherein they claim that their religion is true, but when looked at logically, rationally, and when observed under a microscope, we find that these proofs do not stand up. When it comes to Islam, then the proofs of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthful nature of Quran, rationally and logically these proofs are dominant over every other religion. So this was from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the second stage, he says, the dominance of Islam will be seen in power and legislation, that Islam will now become the leading deen in the world, and this we found happened during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, when a major portion of the world at that time was under Islamic rule. And finally, the third stage of Islamic dominance, he says, will come close to the end of time, towards the time of Qiyamah, when Islam will be the only religion, the only deen to exist in the world. We know this will happen after the time of Isa alayhi salam, Dajjal, and then Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come, they will be destroyed. And somewhere after that, or some time after that, Islam will be the only religion in the world. There will be no disbelievers, and then things will regress once again, and then people will disbelieve, etc. But a time will come where Islam will be the only religion, hence the dominant religion in the world. So the dominance of Islam we find in these three stages or levels. Firstly, rationally and logically, the proofs of Islam are dominant over every other deen. Then as far as power and legislation, rulership in this world is concerned, we had the Islamic Khilafah. And finally, closer to the end of time, this will be the only deen, the only way of life that will exist in the world. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.